The employers of an Orange County resident say he has been detained by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. They've been collecting letters on the immigrant's behalf, and they are calling on elected officials to allow undocumented immigrants who are hardworking and law-abiding to remain in the country. The Saft family says Middletown resident Toribio Cervantes was working for the family business in Pine Bush, Saft Electric, since 2004, until he was detained by ICE July 31st. John Saft issued a press release noting that Cervantes came to the U.S. from Mexico in 1990 and was detained as part of an ICE raid of a factory in Orange County in 1993. John Saft says Cervantes was required to sign a voluntary departure document which allowed him to work in the U.S. for another year, but required that he return to Mexico at the end of that year. Saft contends that Cervantes could not read in English and did not understand what he had signed and stayed past that date. WAMC contacted ICE spokespeople for confirmation and additional details, but ICE, in an email, says it could take up to one day for a response. Democratic State Assemblywoman Aileen Gunther's district includes Middletown.
Honestly, first and foremost, I'd like to have more information, but I do feel that, you know, this gentleman should have fair legal services. Obviously, he signed something in the past, and at this point, he needs appropriate language translation.
Democratic Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney's 18th district also includes Middletown. Maloney is also running for state attorney general. On Tuesday, he released a TV ad telling the story of a Newburgh resident who was deported last year after spending 30 years with his wife in the U.S. illegally. His daughter Maria speaks in the ad about her father, Martin Martinez.
My dad entered the country illegally, trying to seek better opportunities.
One day they told him, we're throwing you out of the country.
The first person that I called was Congressman Maloney. Sean was the reason why my dad was able to spend his final days in the U.S. with my family.
So he goes back to Mexico and he dies of a heart attack.
I think being deported broke my dad's heart and it killed him.
Maria Martinez once worked as an intern in Maloney's district office in Newburgh and now works for the state attorney general's office. A spokesman for Maloney's congressional office says they have reached out to Toribio Cervantes' family and co-workers to figure out exactly what happened in this case. He adds that, quote, Mr. Cervantes' story shows the human cost of this administration's immigration policies. We're not talking about numbers in a spreadsheet or theoretical policy priorities. These are real people's lives at stake, end quote. Gunther says the country is a melting pot, a lesson learned in history class.
You know, there's been blips, but most of the times we welcomed immigrants to our shore and have been a valuable part of the American citizenship, and I think we should be aware of it. I think that the road to citizenship right now is very, very expensive. I talked to somebody that works in my community that just went through the process. And because of language barriers and all kinds of issues like that, it was over $10,000. And if you're making minimum wage or a little above that, it's very, very difficult.
Meantime, Gunther says she awaits more information and will be in touch with local elected officials, like Middletown Mayor Joe DiStefano, who did not respond in time for this broadcast. Saft says that in 2016, Cervantes went to an immigration lawyer who suggested he apply for residency through his son, who was born in the U.S. in 1995. Saft says the application was not approved and lacks certain information. After Cervantes was detained, Saft says his family collected 30 notarized letters from friends, family, and co-workers asking for the release of Cervantes. The Saft family says the story of Cervantes has become a familiar one in surrounding communities. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.